Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today is the US presidential election, and to mark it, I'm going to explore some election language. I will explain some of this language in more detail, and some I think you'll be able to understand through the context. But the words and phrases I want you to listen for in this podcast are an election, a presidential election, election day, to elect, the electorate, electoral colleges, electoral roll, to vote, popular vote, voting card, voting booth, register to vote, a poll, to be ahead in the polls open and close, a ballot box, a candidate, a member of parliament, to form a government, and to be in power. Let's start with the word election. An election is a special poll in which the people in a country decide which politicians are going to be in power. That is, which politicians will form a government and rule the country. So, in the UK, in elections, you vote for your MP, your Member of Parliament, and the party with the most MPs gets to form a government. In countries with a president, you can have a presidential election. The noun election comes from the verb to elect. After the last US presidential election, you may have heard people saying, "I can't believe they've elected Trump." The people who can vote in an election are called the electorate. In a democracy, ideally, election results represent the will or the combined opinion of the electorate. But in many countries, including the USA, this is not quite the case. You may have heard that in the last election, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by over 2 million votes, but still lost the election. This is because the US has a system called electoral colleges. The presidential election is not decided based on who gets the most votes. Each of the individual states in the United States has a different number of electoral votes. California has the most electoral votes. It has 55. Florida has 29. To become president in the US, you need to win the popular vote in enough states that your total sum of electoral votes is 270 or over. California has 55 electoral votes, but the population of California is nearly 40 million. Wyoming has 3 electoral votes, but only has a population of 532,000. This means that a vote in Wyoming is worth 4 votes in California. It's technically possible, due to the Electoral College system in America, to win the presidency with just 23% of the national popular vote. One more phrase you might hear is president-elect. If Joe Biden wins the election today, he won't be sworn in as president until January. Until he's sworn in, he will not be the president. He will be the president-elect. I don't know why they take such a long time to move out and hand over power in the US. How do you take part in an election? Well, I've already used this verb. You vote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If you want to vote in the UK and the USA, you have to register to vote. In the UK, once you have registered to vote, your name will be added to the electoral roll, which is a list of all the voters in a voting district. Before an election, you get a voting card sent to you through the post, which will tell you where you can vote on the election day. On election day, you need to go to a polling station to vote. In the UK, polling stations get set up in community centres and even churches. You'll see freshly printed signs posted up with thick black letters that say polling station. When I moved house last year, my polling station changed and I didn't read my voting card, so I went to the wrong polling station. They couldn't find me on their list, so I had to go to a different polling station. Fortunately for me, I live in a small town and there aren't that many different polling stations. Inside the polling station, you have to show some ID and then you're given a ballot. This is the piece of paper with the list of names that you can vote for in an election. There are usually about 6 or 7 names on the ballot in a general election in the UK. You take your ballot to a voting booth where you can mark an X next to the candidate you want to vote for. A candidate is a person who is competing to get a job. You can have candidates in an election, or you can have candidates applying for a job. Once you've marked your ballot, you have to fold it and post it into the ballot box. This is a locked box with a thin slit at the top that you put your marked ballot into. If you put a cross next to more than one candidate, or you don't mark your ballot, or you draw a smiley face or something, then you have spoiled your ballot. People sometimes do this as a protest because they don't like any of the candidates. And that's it. You voted. The word poll is quite interesting. A poll is an open question, usually a multiple choice question. You can create polls about anything, but they're used a lot in politics. Political polls are studies that political parties and newspapers and some universities carry out to try to work out what will happen in an election. Recently, people have been saying that Joe Biden is ahead in the polls. However, the US does not have proportional representation, and due to the Electoral College, that is no guarantee that he will win the election. The polls is another word for the process of voting. So you can't vote until the polls open. And the winner will not be announced on TV until the last of the polls are closed. This is quite strange because the word polls in this sense is always plural, and the places where people can vote, at least in the UK, are called polling stations. When the polling stations are all closed, we can say the polls are closed. So you could say the polls open at 8, so I'm going to the polling station to vote before work. The first polls are now closing in the US, and so the votes will be counted, and over the night we will hear the first results as they come in. I really don't know what's going to happen, but I dearly hope Trump is voted out by a huge margin and the world starts making sense again. Now I've come to the end of this podcast, I'll create a language challenge for you to practice using some of these words and phrases related to the election on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There will also be a question for you to answer in the comments section. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.